come now. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. Everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. Be in the house. Well, what he lifting up the name of Jesus. What he lifting up the name of Jesus. House that does not lift up his name might as well go home and eat turkey or whatever. Of the church, always remember, the church is about Christ. It's about the Christ, the Son of the living God. We're still in our series, God, Great Salvation. God, Great Salvation. Number 11.
You're right.
Great Salvation. Turn your Bible to Hebrews 1:1-2. Hebrews 1:1-2. And then we're going to go down to Hebrews 2:3. Hebrews 2:3. But Hebrews 1:1-2 reads, God, who at sundry times and in thou manners spake in time past unto the Father by the prophets, hath in the last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. World, plural, he made all the world. He made some more worlds we don't know nothing about. He made all of them. Then Hebrews 2:3. Again, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God, Great Salvation, number 11. This Great Salvation, number 11. Man need to understand that God did not create hell for man. He didn't create hell for man. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, not for man. God's salvation is man's only way out of hell. His salvation is the only way a man can miss hell. In some churches, if the preacher said hell, the deacon will throw him out. But hell is still there. And souls are down there, or wherever hell may be. Somebody in it. But God didn't make hell for humans. He made it for the devil and his angels. But if you going to obey the devil and disobey God, you have no choice. He gave us a way out to miss hell. And I know again that in some churches, he better not bring up hell.
All right.
But it's in the Bible. God said it. And when you miss what God said, you might as well close your Bible. Man will never fully understand God's great salvation. He'll never fully understand why God sent his son in a low down world to die and go to hell for somebody like us. Half of us don't treat him right for what he done for you. If right now, just right now, if somebody will come tell you, I'm finna kill you, and can't nobody stop me. I have a gun right at your head. And somebody come and take your place. To keep from you getting killed. You'll never forget that person. That's how you have to see Jesus. Hell was not made for man, but for the devil and his angels. But if you rather to obey the devil,
come on, Pastor.
Yes.
And disobey God, he have no choice that you go to who you obey. And any way that the devil can stop you from believing that Jesus took your place, he going to put that in your heart and in your mind. Salvation, we take it too lightly. God have the only solution for a man's soul. Nowhere else. I don't care where you go. Out this world, anywhere you ever, one place to go, that's to heaven. But you got to go through Jesus Christ. God have, I said, the only solution for our soul. Look at your neighbor and say, where are you going when you leave here?
Where
are
you going when you leave here?
My mind,
Reverend.
That's my mind.
And can't nobody say, I'm going nowhere. You're going somewhere.
Right.
You're going somewhere. Your soul going somewhere. So, thank you, ma'am, for helping. And my brothers and sisters, it's something, boy, I get happy thinking about it when I see the word. It's something about salvation. We take it lightly. God Almighty. Man will never fully understand until he get to heaven. And if God
will allow us to understand it then, we don't know nothing. It will do what it already have done. It's done something for me. That because of what I had on this earth, couldn't do what salvation to do. But Reverend, what? You don't know what I got. Regardless of what you may have, or what you got, it can't take the place of salvation.
That's right. That's right.
Get all the money in the world, it can't take the place of salvation. Salvation really means deliverance. You can say it can mean Jesus took my place. And because he took my place, I don't have to go to hell. Because he what? But look how we treat him. We treat him just like he's usable sometimes. He needs him sometimes. And sometimes I can do without him. But when you fall in love with him, you've got to fall in love. You got to fall in love with him.
Yes, sir. Glory
to God. Stand up, bro. Stand up, bro. Now you catch me. Don't you let me fall now. Get ready. You got to fall in. You got to fall in love. All
right. You're right, man.
You can't leave nothing out, see. Some of us want to do like this. Pull a prop there. You ain't got to have no prop. Jesus is the prop of all things. He's able to keep everything about you. Give yourself over to him. You'll find out you protect it. You protect it. And my brother and sister, we do know it's the love of God. And out of all the things that God have done and gave to man, salvation is the greatest of all things to mankind. Oh boy, nothing on this earth is more greater than man sell.
Amen. Amen.
I said nothing. If you got anything else, let's go find it.
My.
Greater than God's great salvation. What is so important about it? It's keeping me from going to hell.
All right,
thank you, Jesus.
Think about this, nothing but fire down here.
Come on, Ralph, say
it. Nothing but fire. And souls down there moaning and groaning.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus is the only one can stop us from getting there.
Yes, that's right.
And we try to turn our nose up when we talk about it.
Come on, right.
Yeah, he go that Jesus stuff. Well, I'm glad he got some stuff. Got some stuff to keep me from going in this stuff. Take him too lightly for what he done done. Look at what he done what done.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we come to church, they're like, we woke God up this morning.
All right.
I mean, we
You're right.
I ain't down to nobody. I'm just preaching it. And come to church, you let them know we big shots and little shots and medium-sized shots and no shots and all that kind of shots. And if you shout, you faint. When you feel the joy, you just need to feel the joy of the Lord. You don't care who looking.
That's right. Come on.
You don't care who present.
Yeah.
You don't care what they got.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord surpasses everything a man can ever have.
Yeah.
I said the joy.
Yeah.
What's so important about joy, Reverend?
Preach, Pastor.
God's joy is different from any joy.
Yeah, you're right.
When you ain't got a dime.
Go ahead now.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
That's right.
When you don't feel like going to work.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord gives you some strength to go on to work.
Yeah.
It's something about his joy.
Yeah.
This kind of joy, man can't give it to you.
Amen.
Man can't take it from you.
Amen.
A lot of times folks want to take your joy.
Amen.
They want you to look like they look, but you got a smile on your face.
Amen.
I got joy.
Amen.
What makes it so important is unspeakable.
Yeah.
You can't go to the dictionary to find out why.
Yeah.
But we do know. I say it's the love of God. Out of all the things that God have done and gave man, salvation is the greatest of all of his giving to mankind. Oh boy. God doesn't have nothing else.
Thank you.
Nothing else in heaven more greater than he already gave you.
Yes, sir.
Nothing else. Oh, boy. He started looking around and maybe I tried. This ain't.
Yes, sir.
Oh, ain't good enough.
Yes, sir.
I love a man so hard.
Yes, sir.
This ancient wasn't good enough.
Yes, sir.
Gabriel won his top angel. He wasn't good enough. Rayfield, if it is a Rayfield, he wasn't that man. But God went to the bottom of his safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Come on, William.
And picked up Jesus.
Yes.
My only son. I don't have but one. My only son.
Yes.
To give to the hard-headed folk down on earth.
Yes.
To keep their soul from going to hell.
Yes.
That's the love of God.
Yes.
You want to see the love? You love me? He gave you a way out of hell.
Well,
if he never give you a Mercedes-Benz.
Uh-huh.
If he never give you a big house on the hill. Because one day somebody's going to live in that big house. Somebody's going to drive that Mercedes. But can nobody take your Jesus from you?
Amen.
We take salvation too lightly.
Yes, sir.
Take it too light.
Yeah.
Salvation is so important to a man's soul.
Yeah.
Until it is a warning to them who neglect it.
All right.
A warning. Let me have my hands. Who God gave it to?
I was old to salvation.
I have my salvation back then. Neglected to them that neglected.
Yes.
Strange thing.
Yes.
Preachers. Preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Saints talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
Trying to get Jesus to folks who don't know him.
Don't know him. Yes, sir. God.
And they frown up.
Yes, sir.
Think you're trying to get over on them.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Think you're trying to trick them.
Yeah.
What Jesus, who got all power in his hand, try to trick somebody? God don't know. Can I say that this, y'all? God, he doesn't know what a trick is when it comes down to him.
All right.
The trick can't move. And that God allowed you to trick. God got all power. I don't care who got it. I say he got all of it. That down in hell belongs to him. The devil's going to be there. Why? God going to send him to the lake of fire. But why? And those who follow him going with him. But God, we're trying to give some away to peoples, and they frowns up. Think they hurting somebody. I believe, I told y'all this one, tell you again. If God will allow a few folks that we know.
Well.
Just follow me here.
Yes.
A few folks that we know. Done died.
Yes, sir.
And God allowed them to come back and testify where they are.
All right.
I believe everybody that know that person lost would get saved.
All right.
I know him.
Yes,
even my next door neighbor. I know her. We work together. And she come back and say, "Hell's a hell. Don't come down here."
Right.
You'll believe that. But when it come down to the preacher telling you about what Jesus said,
yes,
the devil put doubts in our mind.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got to believe that stuff.
Right. Mama.
That's Bible stuff.
Yeah.
That's the devil talking to you.
Right.
About and against salvation. Already know where he going.
Yes, sir.
I said, devil already know where he going.
Right.
Hell was made for him.
Uh-huh.
Hell wasn't made for man. The lake of fire wasn't made for man. It was made for the devil and his angels.
All right. Yes.
The devil got lifted up in pride.
Yeah.
Want to take over heaven. God kicked him out of heaven.
Well,
on the earth with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way he can stop you from believing the word of God. He's going to put doubts in your mind. I said he's going to put doubts in your mind. You hear the preacher and hear saints trying to get you to get saved. And you think you're doing them a favor. You're doing your own self a favor when you give your life over to him. Salvation. If for whosoever will, let him come. All God is saying, I have given you my heaven best. Everybody say heaven best. My only son, Jesus Christ, just for believing and asking him. Whosoever will, let him come. Ain't that something to think about? God got it fixed. It's a believing thing. Not an I see thing. It's a believe. If you believe the Bible and you're lost, you're going to get saved. But you got to what? Believe it. Well, Reverend, why so many folks don't believe it? The devil put doubts.
Yes, he does.
In their mind. Another thing, because our kinfolks or somebody we know is in hell, and God don't allow them to come back to tell us.
All right.
Y'all get my point?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see what I'm trying to get you to see?
Yes,
but the preacher got to struggle. Turn the flip. Turn around. And then sing a song. And try to get folks saved.
Right. You're right. That's the truth.
Alabat and all that kind of stuff. Still it won't get saved.
That's right. That's right. That's right, pal.
What you want us to do?
All right.
Amen.
All right.
We can't even bring the word of God.
You're right.
And that's all God wants us to do.
Preach, Reverend.
But to get to a point where we got to do something else. It ain't nothing else. It's just, I believe what the Bible
says.
It's a free salvation. We try to make it as understandable that we can. And folks won't believe. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, all God is saying, I have given you heaven best. My only son, Jesus Christ. Just for the believing and acting. Free! And whosoever will, let him come. It is the only way of missing hell and the lake of fire forever. It's God's great salvation. Heaven is real. I said heaven is real. Well, why hell is not real? The same one said heaven was real. He said hell was real too. Why we won't believe there's a hell?
Well,
I have talked to some sinners years ago. I haven't thought on lately but about that. But they don't believe there is a hell.
All right.
They don't believe souls are in hell moaning and groaning day and night.
Right.
You don't mean that. But they believe that by the throne of God said, holy, glory, and glory. But the same one told you about the hell, told you about the heaven. We believe some what we want to believe. Ah, you better believe the whole Bible.
That's right.
Wasn't on 2, 3, or 4. It was Jesus and it's his word.
Yeah.
Told us about hell and heaven.
All right.
But we take what we want out of it. And believe what we want. You got to believe the Bible or leave it alone at all. God Almighty. Bless his name. Tell the Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Souls are important to God. I said souls are important to God. He proved that soul was important. He proved that he loved man so. It already been proved. What else can he do? He came out to die to keep us from going. And preachers try to ram it down in their mouth to their heart where they can believe it. And the devil still put that unbelief in their heart that God telling a lie. First of all, God Almighty. First of all, watch this. First of all, he can't lie. Watch now. I said he can't lie. Who he got to lie to? What he got to lie for? When he got the whole world in his hand and can do what he wants to do with it, and everybody got to do what he said, or he send him to hell instead. But what he got to lie for? What God look like lying to somebody like us? He made us. We didn't make him.
That's right.
We don't know nothing about God except each other, but he made us.
Well, yeah.
And we trust to turn God down because of pride. And because we think we somebody. A lot of time we are ashamed to give our life to Jesus. What the folks gonna feel? Well, I like to say it, so man, I ain't gonna say that. Y'all may run me out of here. Man. Talk about what folks don't say.
That's right.
All right. Lord, if Jesus, God Almighty, if Jesus, let me say it please, if Jesus say a fly can cook, I'm going to believe it. You've got to believe the Bible. The Bible is to believe and not figure it out. You can't figure out God. Who can figure out God? I don't see it like that. The devil got you saying you can't see it. The devil talking to you. God Almighty. The way folk going on now, they feel like God in a tight or something. I mean, don't feel like, you know, well, I may give my life to Jesus. Eh? Well, that church stuff. I'll help talk all that kind of stuff. Act like God somewhere, stretching it, scuffling, and about to fall down, and all that kind of stuff. What God? What God need with you? Need, need. What God, think with me. What God needs with you?
That's good.
He got the whole world in his hand. What he need with you? Right. What can you give God he already have? Matter of fact, you owe him something. You're walking on this land. You breathing him out. You don't own nothing. I the one brought you out the womb. I put you in there. I'm going to kill you one day. You can't do nothing about it, but you can't kill me. What God need with us? I'm talking to that bad you. Thank God in a hurt for some. You better look at the mercy. The grace of God. Put up with us. Look beyond our fault to see our need. You ain't got nothing. I don't have nothing that God needs. God created man. Man didn't create God. But the way the devil got folks going now, they feel like if something happened to them, things will stop, die, and see. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, God's salvation is the most important, most valuable thing on this earth for man's soul. It is beyond earthly price. It's a heavenly price. It's a price that man couldn't pay for his own self. God's salvation is priceless. Oh boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you a new body.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you. After this wear out. If you believe in me.
Yes,
and watch this now. And what I need with you is not that. I don't need you for nothing. But the love of God, the mercy of God, I know where your soul going, so I'm going to send a helper. I'm going to send my son down to die for you. Because you've done something, you're on your way to hell. But I'm going to keep you away from going to hell by believing on my only son. Can I fix it like I want? He went to hell for us.
All right. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Let me say it. Please don't let me say it. He went to hell for us.
You're right.
Bad demons down there. Bad demons. Yes, Jesus went to hell for us. Don't deal with it. Here come another one. Here come another one.
Yeah. All right, Pastor.
The bald demon said, "You must set yourself down."
All right, man. All right.
That's Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wait till he do what he want to do down
here. All right. All right, Pastor.
You don't know who you dealing with. He owned the whole world.
Yeah.
He made the world.
Yeah.
Just sit yourself down and just wait till he leaves.
All right.
And when he left hell, demons started shouting.
Right.
We here for a little while longer. Yeah. In other words, he went down there for you and me.
Yeah.
He went down and take our place. Yeah. Now what in hell I want? He done been for me.
Yeah.
Well,
if he went for me, what I want?
Thank you,
Pastor. He went for me. That's what the church is all about. The church is not about I'm dressed up. I got a new hat, new dress, long shoes, plaid coat, or whatever they call it. The church. It's about Christ. The church is about coming together, lifting up one name, and that name is Jesus. God don't care about how you dressed up. He wants your soul dressed up. Come in with running over shoes. He don't care if you don't got no high issue, patch it on. He don't care. Just loan your soul. He interested in your soul. And when you get your soul right, you can talk to him. And Lord, I need a pair of shoes. We're trying to get some shoes before we get the soul straight now. We take salvation too lightly. God Almighty. Shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? And my brothers and sisters, I came here, Lord Almighty, 40 years ago, preaching and singing about a man from Galilee. And if you in sin, he'll set you free. And I want to leave here singing and talking about the same man. His name is Jesus. If I fail to bring up his name, take me to prices. Something wrong with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you got good sense.
Yes.
I said good sense.
Yes. That's right.
You ain't gonna play in this pulpit when you got good sense. Because somebody gonna listen to you. I tell my preacher, tell folk the truth. If you got the wrong, tell folk the truth. But look back, everyone. the wise say he got up.
Yes, sir.
You may run, but tell him he got up.
Yes.
I ain't never played in the pulpit. Oh, Lord. You got to know who called you.
That's right. That's right.
I say you got to know that for yourself. Something about it. If you got the ruin, you can feel it. He got up. Paul had to run sometimes. But he got up. You ain't going to take that from me. It's a great salvation. Great. And my brothers and sisters, God here is telling the whole world. Oh, listen at this. I gave you a way out of hell through my son Jesus. He is our salvation, our deliverer from hell. Oh, my. And my brother and sister, what God have already have said and what he have already done for this sinful world and for mankind's salvation, he had not made any adjustments.
All right.
When God fixed something, he ain't got to go work on it.
All right.
When God puts something together, he ain't got to go and fix it together. Well, we made a mistake. We got to have a comfort for all his angels. And
all right.
When he fixed it, it fixed.
Yeah.
And when he fixed it, can't nobody unfix it.
Yeah. That's right.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this. Watch this. I said, when he fixed it, can't nobody unfix it. See, I can beat on this man and beat him, almost kill him. And you ought to kill him. I almost killed the man. He been in the hospital 9 months, and I beat him up so bad, he ain't going to get away on it. And I think I'm going to kill Reverend Walker. You kill y'all, excuse me. I know us, boy, you know. Kill him. Done that man like that. Oh, kill him. But watch the mercy of God. Ain't you glad he's not like us?
Yeah.
I done all that to that man.
Yeah.
How did he do Jesus?
Yeah.
But Jesus still was saving.
Yeah.
God ain't like us. Ain't you glad he's not like us? He is a merciful God. He is a forgiving God. He don't care what you have done. All he wants to know, do you want to be saved? He don't care what you done done. You give 55 people in prison and still can get saved. Ain't that something to think about? Kill all them folk and now you can be saved. Boy, that blow out of mind.
Yes, sir.
Kill one somebody we want to send in prison forever. Put them in the lecture chair. But you can kill 1,000 folks and then go to heaven.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't you glad he like that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He merciful because, number one, he didn't make himself.
That's right.
I made
him. Yes.
I'm going to fix him up where he can be forgiven.
Yes. Yes, sir.
What I'm going to do?
Yes.
I'm going to give him salvation.
All right.
Salvation is another chance.
Yes, sir.
He needs to be in hell.
Yeah.
God of mine.
Yeah. Oh.
I say he needs to be in hell.
Yeah.
But the grace of God, the love of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so whosoever believed in him should not go to hell, but have everlasting life. God gave us a way out and we on our way to hell. You can't beat that nowhere.
That's right. That's right.
And we try to prize folk to prize Jesus down. You can't receive him like that.
You're right.
Salvation is something you got to want yourself. That means it's so great. God gave it to us. And so many folk turn this great salvation down. Can't let God, he won't know who I am. Devil have you thinking like a crazy somebody.
All right.
If you lost, you better give your life to Jesus. Watch this now. You hear lies, you got a second chance. Ain't no second chance. If a person lost and died lost, he going to hell. According to this Bible right here. According to this book. It's just the plain and simple. If a man haven't given his life to Christ, when he die, that's not dogmatic. It's just the truth. He going to hell when he die. Ain't nothing going to stop it. Call your lawyer all you want. If he ain't saved, he'll be with you. I'm just being sincere. That's all. Can't nobody help you. God don't fix this like he want it. Can't nobody unfix it. We trying to change it in these last days, doing this, saying that. And Bible all done told you before you got there, these ain't going to happen in the last days. And we right now in the last days. We turn it down on salvation. That's like we got a choice. God Almighty. Bless his name. Preach Walker. I'm finished. One thing about God, he does not have to go and fix on nothing and make no adjustments, because it was planned and fixed back in yesterday. Everybody say yesterday. Before the foundation of the world. That blew our mind. God already fixed everything. I told y'all last Sunday, I'm going to say it again. God, just sit down. He ain't got to stand up. Just sit down. Make me a world. Guess what? You was in there.
All right. That's all right.
You was included. If you wasn't, you wouldn't be here now.
That's right.
I'm going to make me a world. Make me a man and make me a man. I'm going to make me a man to take care of my world.
Yes,
and I'm going to have a choice for him. After Adam messed up, I'm going to give him a choice.
Yes.
Follow me or follow the one that Adam obeyed.
All right.
And that was the devil. He had a choice. Everybody got a choice. Follow the word of God. The word of God said, don't eat off that tree. But another boy popped up. Eat it. That boy talked to folks every day. Both boys talk to you every day. I know which one is right, Reverend Walker. Read the word of God. That's where he got his word here. Where you can know who's talking.
Yeah.
The devil talks to us just like human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on, see my friends. He all right. Yeah. Your friend on the way here too.
That's right.
And he's your friend. Yeah, good. You got to believe all that stuff, you know. Okay, that's the devil talking to you.
Yeah.
Don't want to go to nobody who knows.
Yeah.
You want a way out.
Well.
There ain't going to be no excuse.
Right,
everybody. But you try to get folks saved all you can, boy. Everybody got to meet God.
You're right.
I say everybody. Every human being that God created got to face God one day.
Right.
Ain't gonna be I slipped in. Ain't gonna be I slip around him. Every human being got to face God one day. And every human being going somewhere to stay forever.
Right.
I fix it where you can come stay with me. Or you can go stay with the devil, whoever you believe in, that's who you stay with. And I'm going to get rid of the devil, he said one day. All of them going to the lake of fire, except those who gave their life to Jesus. Paul, how about I read? I got one scripture you want to read for me right quick. How about read 1 Corinthians for me? 10 and 26. God Almighty.
Help us, Pastor. Help us.
I got one more Sunday to preach. I'm going to preach.
Amen.
I'm going to preach. Hello. Hello. Don't laugh. Don't get too happy. I may not leave.
Come on,
now. There you go. Read, Paul.
Paul, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
That what it says?
Yes, sir.
The earth is the Lord.
That's right.
Fullness is everything in it.
All right.
The earth owned by who?
The Lord.
And then he kept on talking. And the fullness there are. Everything in it is mine. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Everything in it obey God but us.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Everything in the world obey God but us.
This is catalog number 1851. Catalog number 1851.
Why us?
Mama.
We in the image and the likeness of God. Watch this now. Watch this. A bird doesn't have a living soul. Little pup don't have a living soul. The kitty queen don't have a living soul. They have a soul, but not a what? That means keep on what? You can't never stop what? You got to keep on what? You got to keep on existing because we are in what? The image and the likeness of God. And God can never stop what? Existing. Some folks kill your cat. He'll cry. Have a feud.
That's right. That's right.
Looks like he had my cat feud. Yeah, pup, pup, feud. Pup, look here. Pup, pup. Ain't remember nothing there. The queen gone. Ain't coming back no more. See, that's what you miss. See, Sister Beverly, they don't have a living soul. That's the difference. We have a what?
Living.
We can't never stop what?
Living.
We the own somebody in the image and the likeness of God.
Amen.
That's being the church, and that's what it's all about. Because the soul got to live somewhere forever.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Yes,
that's what the gospel ain't for dogs and cats.
No, sir.
The gospel for human beings.
You're right.
We in the image and the likeness of God. We got a living soul. Yes. Keep on living. We got to live somewhere forever.
Yes,
that's what the gospel all about. That's what Jesus come here for, because we are a living soul. He didn't come here for no cats and dogs and horses. Just for us.
My Lord.
We don't own somebody in his image.
Right.
A living soul. It's got to live somewhere forever. And there are two places for it to go. Heaven or hell.
Right.
My Lord.
I heard somebody, I don't believe in hell. Okay, keep on.
Right.
See, when folks talk like that, you know what? You tell what they really doing? Calling God a lie.
Right.
And don't even realize they're calling God a lie.
Amen.
Mama.
There's a hell. God Almighty. And if a man don't get saved, where you think he going? And my brothers and sisters, God's salvation is still alive. Well, and real. To whosoever will, let him come. Jesus came here to change people's lives and not his plan to be changed. We're trying to change the plan of God. But he come to change lives. Life is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, what is everything in it? Paul, how about reading that quick? And we've been told, Exodus 9 and 29. Yeah. Exodus 9 and 29. We're finished. Something about this salvation that God can't get me off it. I thought I could be off it. I got one more Sunday. I mean it. Something about this salvation. Yeah. Read, Paul.
And Moses said unto him,
listen,
as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord.
He owns everything. The children of Israel had to know that.
Yes, sir.
That means God told Moses.
Yes,
the earth is the Lord. Yes, and God proved to us,
yes,
that the earth is the Lord.
Yes,
God Almighty. Watch this. We're going to close. If anybody that he give power to,
yes,
can look at a Red Sea,
come on,
and no ship to cross,
come on,
no bridge.
Yeah,
now, the enemy behind them. Trying to kill them.
Yes, sir.
And they didn't know what to do.
All right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Moses started praying.
Yes.
Lord, Lord, the enemy behind them, the Red Sea before us. What you got in your hand?
All right.
I got a rod in my hand. Well, use the rod. What I do, you just stretch it out.
Yes, sir.
Stretched it out.
Stretched it out.
let me fix it, my thing. The water looked at it.
Yes, sir.
Some of the waves said, I ain't gonna move. The big waves said, you better get your little stuff out the way. You must know who rod that is.
Come on,
it wasn't too much of the rod, but who in the rod?
Yeah.
When God moves, everybody else got to move.
Yeah.
When God stop, everything else got to stop.
Yeah.
They ain't never saw nothing like this.
Yeah.
Set your rod out in the water, said, shh.
Yeah.
Jail up there. Children of Israel passing through. What a God we serve.
Yeah.
We around here serve a God like that, and just a chicken we can be.
My man.
If God, if you don't remember nothing else I said,
yes,
always remember this. If God be for you, who in the world can be against you? Don't you never forget that.
Yeah.
I don't care who at you.
Yeah.
I don't care how many ditches they stick.
Yeah.
They better dig one for their own self.
Yeah.
God take care of you.
Yeah.
When God on your side, you've got the majority.
Yeah.
When God on your side, everything else got to move back out the way.
Yeah.
If the water obeys,
yeah,
what you look like standing up against God? I said, if the water, if a Red Sea,
yes, sir,
stretch it out.
Yeah.
And water, look at that.
Yeah.
Let me say it like I want it.
Okay. All right,